Good morning, everybody. We welcome you today in the name of Jesus for bringing us to this day. And today is the toy service where we are going to bring everything forward here. And we welcome our mayor, Lee Smith, and our husband, Dave, who are joining us for this toy service. You are welcome. Also, we are going to be putting evening and B2 drive this on 19 December. Anyone who is not put their name in, they should do it. Today is the last day. And then the next door, just here, is there's going to be cards or all other things that you might need for people for Christmas. And I also like to call Kathy to say something to us and Angela after.
The not quite so big as it usually is Christmas card, my A3 printer's packed up. However, this will be in the hall. Plenty of room for you to sign your names and put your messages. We decided there wasn't really enough room out the front. Donations to the Reach Winter Crisis Fund, if you're that way inclined, thank you. I'll put it up there later.
And I have an urgent request from us, please. Is there a volunteer that would kindly grit the car park with salt on icy mornings? Obviously, we hope it's not going to be a severe winter, but it could be imminent as we enter the winter season. So if there is anybody that could possibly come a little bit earlier, because it would need to be done before the cars and people arrive, then please come and see me after the service or one of the other stewards. That would be lovely. Thank you.
We sing now. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. We will rejoice, we will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be happy in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. I welcome our minister, Reverend Peter Goodhull, who is going to be leading us in the service.
Thank you, Maritala. Good morning, friends. And I add my own welcome to you all today, here in church, and those who will be watching later at home as our service is recorded today. And I add my welcome as well to our mayor, Liz, and her husband, Dave. It's good to have you with us on this special service today, our toy service, where we bring gifts for local families in need to bless them this Christmas with love. I want to begin by giving a word of thanks for the two events that we had, one on Friday evening, the carols in the High Street, and then the walking nativity yesterday. And I'm pleased to say that both were a great success. We had some pictures on the screen of the nativity yesterday, and the church was full. We very nearly had to do two seatings, but we managed to get everybody in safely, and it was a wonderful time. And really, I think, mainly full of people who wouldn't normally be in church. So that was very exciting. And we do owe a debt of gratitude to Sham. I know it was a team effort, you'll say that, and it was, but we do thank our pioneer Sham for her particular involvement in planning it. So thank you, Sham, and we thank all those who made it possible. Yeah, so well done. Well, at Christmas, we look forward to receiving gifts and giving gifts. But do we see the everyday gifts that are around us? Well, to lead us into our service. We're going to watch a short film, which will be an amusing reminder, I hope, of the things that we take for granted.
I'm alive! I'm alive!
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah!
Hey, Christy! You're here too! I love you!
I know.
Dad, what's happening?
Honey, the power works! It's coming, it goes on and off! Whatever we want! We've got clean water!
Oh, that's great, look at that!
Ooh! I bet I know what this does!
Rain down the glorious water!
Ah, shoes. Oh, what do we got here, guys?
Food!
I love food. What? A boot food? Are you gonna have work? This is awesome! Look, listen here.
Hey, the what?
Dad, be careful!
Oh, I have a car! Did you guys see this?
Yeah, you have a car!
Oh, a car!
And don't forget your coffee.
You're the best.
That was crazy, wasn't it? It's true. There's so many gifts that are already unwrapped that we enjoy and that we give our thanks for today. Well, this is the second Sunday in Advent, so we're going to invite Bethany and Lily to please come forward. They've been busy welcoming us today, and they're going to light our two Advent candles. Thank you.
As we light two Advent candles, we thank you, God, for all the gifts around us which come from you. Jesus, light of the world, shine on us.
Thank you very much. Now we invite Hannah forward, who's going to introduce our service.
Welcome to our toy service. God give us his son, Jesus, at Christmas. Jesus is the best gift of all. He loves you and he is with you. Make room in your life and welcome Jesus into your heart today.
Anna, and we're going to do just that as we stand together and sing. Shall we stand? Right. Let's have a seat. Let's have a seat as we continue in worship and in prayer.
Jediah is going to come and lead us in prayer now.
Thank you, God, that Christmas is coming. Thank you for Christmas trees and Christmas lights. There is a lot to look forward to. There is a lot to get ready. We are sorry when we forget it is all about you. Forgive us and help us to know you and love you. Thank you, God, that Jesus is coming. Make us ready when he comes. Amen.
Thank you, Jediah. Well, on screen in a moment is a photo of a church notice board in the United States. Hopefully. And it says, "Don't make me come down there, God." Well, it's the sort of thing a parent might say, isn't it? Have you ever found yourself saying that to your children, maybe, if they're playing up downstairs? "Don't make me come down there." Well, of course, we know that God did, didn't he? He did come down. That's what we're celebrating in Advent and at Christmas. He came down from heaven in Jesus, his Son. He came as a Savior to show us how to live, how to behave. But that suggests anger, doesn't it? But when Jesus came, God was sending himself not as a warrior God, but coming in great humility as a child in need, born in poverty. And today in our service, we're going to focus on the part of the story where the angel Gabriel visits Mary with a special message. And we're going to watch a video interpretation of Luke chapter 1.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one. The Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth in her old age has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month with her who is called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her.
Now Katie and Samuel are going to come forward and bring us the message of God's word for us.
Let's talk about angels.
What did one angel say to the other angel?
I don't know.
"Hello, nice to meet you."
What is an angel anyway?
Angels are God's messengers.
Don't That must have been a bit scary.
Yes, she was only a young teenager. She must have been amazed when the angel appeared and spoke to her, saying, "Greetings, the Lord has blessed you and is with you. Do not be afraid, Mary. God is pleased with you."
Gabriel had a special message for Mary. She would have a baby by the power of the Holy Spirit. This would be no ordinary baby. Her baby Jesus was the Son of God.
It seemed impossible then and now, but nothing is too difficult for God. Mary did not understand, but she accepted the message of the angel. She said yes to God's plan for her life. Later, the angel would visit Joseph in a dream and tell him to marry Mary and trust God.
Mary burst into song.
My soul praises the Lord. My heart is happy because God is my Saviour. I am not important, but God has shown his care for me, his servant girl. From now on, all people will call me blessed.
And Mary's song had a warning.
God's arm is strong. He scatters down the people who are proud. God brings down rulers from their thrones, and God lifts up the poor and humble. God fills the hungry with good things, but sends the rich away with nothing. God keeps his promises.
Do you think angels bring messages to earth today?
Yes, maybe not a text message, but God sends us to his people in need. Maybe we can pass on God's messages of love.
That's right. Look at these pictures from the news about helpful messengers. Helga welcomed Narcissus, who is a refugee. She gave her home and food to eat. Her message is, "You are welcome."
Look away if you don't like needles. This nurse is giving a vaccine to bring health and life. Her message is, "Do not be afraid."
Storm Arwen left people without electricity. So many homes still need power. The engineers will fix it. Their message is nothing is impossible.
God has a message for you to pass on. So we shall finish with a question. What message of love can you pass on to others this week?
Thank you, Katie and Samuel. So we're going to continue thinking about angels, and we always think of light, don't we? We think of angels, their brilliance. So we're going to stand, if you're able, and we're going to sing about that glorious light. And then please take a seat.
Today we do remember particularly local families in need this Christmas. And as human angels, we send them a message of practical love and care as we bring forward toys and gifts now. To those who may otherwise not receive presents at Christmas. So as we bring our toys forward, our mayor, Liz, is going to help me receive. And if any of the older children would also like to help receive gifts, either at the table or we'll place some under the tree as well, then we'll do that as well. We'll come up, if we can, section by section. So from the front to the back in each section. So just remain in your seats until you can see that there's space to come forward. And if you can go up the other aisle, that would be helpful as well. And we'll just unpack the gifts from the bags and place them on the table. And there'll be some Advent songs on the screen for you to listen to.
Thank you for inviting me today. It's lovely to receive all these gifts. I wouldn't imagine how many are here on the table and under the tree there's some as well. So thank you very much. On behalf of the social services that will distribute these, thank you ever so much from the bottom of the hearts of the families that will benefit from this. So it's great to see that the community comes together like this and brings all these gifts for those that are more vulnerable in society. So again, thank you ever so much, and God bless you all.
Thank you very much, Liz, and I have my thanks to you all for your amazing generosity once again. Luke and Jake are going to come and dedicate our gifts now. It's very good we've got the children speaking, because you'll notice my voice is a bit croaky this morning.
Let us pray.
Your Jesus came to this earth as a child in need.
Your family was poor, but your family was rich in love.
You are the friend of the poor.
When we search for your heart, we find it there.
No one is overlooked or left out of your kingdom.
We now dedicate these toys and gifts which we give in your name.
Bless each child, each family, each home that will receive their gifts.
May they know your loving presence this Christmas and know that they are remembered and cared for.
Guide those who must choose the best gifts for each child.
We ask this prayer in your name. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, boys. Now Joe's going to introduce our next activity.
So I hope everybody's got an angel. Has everybody got an angel? Maybe if you came in late, you might not have got one. An angel and hopefully some pens might be coming their way round. Oh, I can see some have already been coloured in. Well done. So if you didn't know yet, you know now that we've been thinking about angels today, haven't we? So has everybody got one? Good, that's right. So... Oh, Wynne, is there any more angels? Wynne needs an angel. And Susan, Anthea. And some pens coming round as well. There we go. Claire's going to come round. Put your hand up if you haven't got an angel, and Claire will help you with one. It's important that we think about angels and we think about Mary in our build up to Christmas, isn't it? Because Mary said yes to the angel's message. She said yes to God, didn't she? And if she hadn't said yes, well, maybe we wouldn't be telling this story and rejoicing today. But she said yes. Gabriel, as we heard when Katie and Samuel read earlier, Gabriel had a special message for Mary. She would have a baby by the power of the Holy Spirit, and this would be no ordinary baby. Her baby, Jesus, was the Son of God. And it seemed impossible then, and even now, sometimes we can't get our head round it, can we? But Mary said yes, and nothing is too difficult for God. She didn't understand the message, but she accepted it, didn't she? She said yes to God. She had said yes to God's plan for her life. So we're going to see some words up on the screen today, because we're going to respond to everything that we've heard. A few questions. So, like Mary, I wonder, is there something that God is asking you to do? Is there something that you need to say yes to? Has God been working in your heart over these last days, weeks, or months even? And God is asking you to do something. Is he asking you to say yes? Or maybe... is God asking you to be a messenger to somebody else this Christmas, to help somebody? Like those images that we saw earlier, people helping somebody in need or responding to a situation. So maybe you could be a messenger to somebody this Christmas. So all of us can think about those two questions, but maybe some of the children, if you've got a pen, you could draw either on the back or within the angel picture there. You could draw a nativity character, maybe Mary or Joseph, or maybe you could draw the donkey that we saw yesterday in the walking nativity. But yeah, we're going to take a few moments now as we respond to what we've seen and what we've heard. So is there something that God is asking you to do and could you say yes to? Or maybe is there someone that you could be a messenger to? So nobody's going to see these. These are for you to keep, to take away, put in your Bible or your reading book or in your wallet. So you can be as truthful and honest as you like. It's just for you to keep. Okay? In Okay, so hopefully you've had enough time to think of something to write or to draw. And we're going to pray now as we hold those angels in our hand. Shall we say a prayer? Heavenly Father, we thank you that we've heard all about you and all about the angels and all about Mary this morning. And Father, we pray that our hearts will be open to hear your message for us in our lives today. Make us willing to do what you ask us to do, and help us to be more willing to help others so we can be a messenger to all those around us. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. And we're going to continue as we sing in response. So shall we stand and sing, Lord, you have my heart. Amen. Please take a seat.
Thank you, Joe, for leading us in that activity. And now Joshua's going to come and lead us in our prayers for others. Thank you.
God our Father, Mary was young, but she was chosen by God. Speak to young people today and let them know they are loved and chosen by you. Mary was afraid and had big questions. Speak peace to all who are afraid and have big questions to face today. Mary found courage and said yes to God's plan for her life. Give courage to all who face a big challenge today. Help us to say yes to your will for us. Mary sang a song of praise and thanks to God. Put a song in our hearts and make us thankful for all your good gifts. Help your church to share the message of Christmas. Let us now join in saying together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you to Joshua and to all the young people who've taken part in our service today. Our bring and share lunch will happen after the service, and all are welcome to attend. And we're going to sing now our final song.
Shall we stand as we sing of God's greatness?
Our great God, who sent the angel Gabriel to Mary. Now, send us out to all who need to hear the good news of Jesus. May God bless you and keep you.
Amen. Amen.